Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update. Happy June, everyone. June 1st, about 20 minutes post equity market closed. And we are going to dive right into a couple of brief topics. Brief because we have a couple of pretty large and impactful economic and political events on the horizon. And those tend to very much be married together. The first one, it appears that there is going to be a deal on the debt ceiling, which will obviously, well, first, it is being reflected in today's prices in the S&P and really in the last couple of days. So we have an S&P that has moved since last podcast close to 100 points. And so that's pretty big sign that a deal will, or is at least expected to get done. A side note on that is if you look back at a lot of really geopolitical issues, you will find that they always happen or almost always happen on a weekend. I will not be surprised that we see over the weekend that the deal has been finalized. It's passed through the House and Senate, and then has landed on the president's desk, and then it's been signed off on. You know, pro or anti, how it was done. Bottom line is, I think it'll happen on or over the weekend, and that's typically how that goes. And I could and have individually gone over a lot of examples as to when that occurs. I would anticipate that happening over the weekend. The market itself, the equity markets themselves, will likely continue to move higher off of that news. Why does that usually happen on a weekend? The reason is it gives investors, or at least the idea is, it gives investors a little more time while the market is closed to digest some major information. And again, we could go over a long laundry list of examples as to why and when this has occurred in the past. But we do anticipate that. We are still sticking with our plan. I think we position ourselves really well because we raised a cash position for the chance that there was not a decision. And at one point, that looked very likely and looked for the downside. So now what do we do? Because now we have a cash position and we got to do something with it. Well, either way, and I've had this conversation quite a bit in the last few weeks, months. Either way, if the market rips higher on this deal, I feel very strongly you will see the Federal Reserve come out and say, we're not done raising rates, and talk it right back down. So I see two very, very binary scenarios. So two very different scenarios. Either a deal happens or it doesn't. And either outcome, I see the S&P down at 4,000. And we see that happening, in which case we can redeploy the cash. Patience might come into play in this particular scenario. I don't think that everything is completed yet as far as the debt ceiling. I don't think everything is completed yet in the rate cycle. And so that is an opportunity for us. Portfolios have done well this year. And I still believe that, very much believe that statistically, the S&P is going to end up end of year, right? So S&P will end up end of year, somewhere between 12 and 16% in our estimation. Our portfolios, what that end of year return looks like is dependent on risk tolerance because we have conservative growth, moderate growth, and aggressive. And so, it'll fall somewhere in that spectrum. But I will, going back to our statistics mailbag, if you will, we are going to look at this one. Now, this one is a little bit more technically based. But what it is historically looking at is when you have a 200-day moving average, right? So that's a very important for a lot of technical and really even some fundamental investors is from an analytical perspective, for the last 20 times that the S&P's 200-day moving average has bounced 1% off of a 52-week low, which was set because the low was last September, then the S&P itself was higher a year later, all 20 times. This has happened 20 times since 1928. All 20 times, it has been a median gain of 14.4. So herein lies another one of those statistical probabilities of somewhere between that 12 and 16% growth end of year. Now, again, that is and always will be subjected to some sort of unknown event that can happen across the globe. But we believe that these statistics, and we've stacked up, I think at this point, 12 of them, over the last 6 months, maybe more, that all point pretty strongly to that, again, that range of 12 to 16%. Now, does that mean we're going straight there today? No, we don't think so. We think what I would call a pullback down to 4,000 in the S&P, it would be a very healthy way to get to those statistics. Ultimately, I think the Federal Reserve will make sure that that happens before we get to those end of year statistics. And so I feel very confident about our strategy, really excited about it. We are probably entering into at least seasonally, you could expect the summer doldrums where you have a whole lot of nothing happen in terms of market pricing. But after that, we think that we'll see that typical, maybe not the season, not the typical seasonalities, but the statistical end of year projections really come to fruition. So with that, I'm going to wish everyone a very happy upcoming Friday and weekend, and look forward to hopefully being able to talk about some good news in terms of debt ceiling and future rate hopefully pauses. So everyone enjoy your weekend and look forward to doing this again next week.